Homeward is committed to partnering with parents and equipping you with the resources you need to raise your kids to become responsible adults. And Steadfast Companies, a leading real estate investment company, is proud to partner with Homeward to bring you the following podcast presentation.
Holidays. You add a step family and you add all the dynamics of that. What kind of suggestions do you give to somebody who says, we're starting to think about the holidays, we just don't know what to do?
When you say holidays, of course, the first one that comes to my mind is Christmas. My first instinct is to say, you and your husband get on a cruise ship and get as far away from everybody as possible. But that's not always probable or financially doable. So, you have to prepare beforehand pretty much when you're in a step family.
It's an entirely different kind of flying. Altogether.
It's an entirely different kind of flying.
Don't be ambushed by the stress because it's normal.
Well, that is good advice from Laura Petherbridge, and she and Ron Deal know a thing or two about smart step families. And today on the Homeward broadcast, you're going to hear part two of Dr. Jim Burns' conversation with Ron Deal and Laura Petherbridge. We're going to keep on talking about keys to becoming a smart step mom. If you are in a blended family right now, this program is for you, and we welcome you to the Homeward Center for Youth and Family on the campus of Azusa Pacific University. This is Homeward with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns. I'm Roger Marsh. All of our programs are streaming audio at homeward.com. We're podcasting through iTunes, and you can start that subscription absolutely free today when you go to homeward.com, hit the podcast button. And if you'd like a copy of the audio CD of this broadcast, well, I'll have information on that for you as well later on in the program. But now, here's Jim, along with Ron and Laura, in part two of our conversation.
Welcome to Homeward. I'm Jim Burns, and very excited today to have Ron Deal with us, Laura Petherbridge. They've written a wonderful book called The Smart Stepmom, Practical Steps to Help You Thrive. There's 28 to 30 million stepmoms in America, and frankly, this is the only book we could find that deals directly with stepmoms, and there's so many issues, important issues. Stepmoms have a very important place in our world today, and I'm so glad to have both of them with us. Ron Deal is a licensed marriage and family therapist, and he is the founder of Successful Step Families Ministries. He's the author of numerous helpful books. One that I recommend to everybody is The Smart Step Family, Seven Steps to a Healthy Family. He lives in Amarillo, Texas. Laura Petherbridge from Lady Lake, Florida. Great place, great area. Has written a book called When I Do Becomes I Don't, and featured in the Divorce Care video series as well. Great to have both of these experts with us today. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Well, we're going to tackle step moms today. And one of the words that I think about, and you wrote about it in your book, is the word loss. There's a sense of loss that impacts everyone in what we call a blended family. And Ron, you actually suggest that for kids, their own 9/11 kind of happens in many ways. I mean, there's the death of a mother or the death of a divorce, and maybe it's not really the death of a mother, but you know, it's just a really complicated thing. Loss.
Yeah. And like 9/11, we can all remember exactly where we were and what happened. And we can go back emotionally and feel that. And it's forever changed us. It's that traumatic. And similarly, children and stepfamilies have had some sort of loss in their life. And, it's traumatic to a certain degree. And that stays with them. And the reason that's important for stepmothers to know is because loss is enduring. It doesn't just go away after, a couple of years. Kids, if you have stepchildren, you're a grief counselor. That's what that means. And you're going to have to find ways of helping them talk about it, giving permission to their sadness. If they look at a picture of their mother and they're longing that life is not as they would have it to be, a stepmother can't be intimidated by that. She's got to find a way to minister to the heart of the child in that moment and say, tell me about that. I can see the sadness. That's what we mean by giving permission to their sadness. That's how they move through their loss.
Yeah. Well, in the Smart Stepmom, you guys talk about grief as well. And Laura, you've been a stepmom for nearly 25 years and had two stepmothers of your own. You wrote, grief is an emotion that demands center stage. It just cannot be denied. How do you deal with grief and at the same time thrive in a marriage and thrive in the family?
Yeah, that's what makes all of this so complicated, is because all stepfamilies are formed out of some form of grief and loss.
Interesting.
So whether it was the death or divorce, you know, if you're in a stepfamily, it means you lost something along the way. And so for the woman that is dealing with children who are still grieving, and the bad thing that we do with children of divorce or death is that we assume that they get over it really quickly, because children don't often verbalize how they're feeling. Sometimes it comes out in their actions, but they don't always even know why they are expressing things the way they are. And very often the stepmom is the place where the attack comes for the child. Even if the child may like the stepmom, they may take out their grief and their anger and their fury on the stepmom because she's an easy target, and she is the person that is often viewed as the one that sabotaged. You know, if you were not married to my dad, it's possible that my mother and father could get back together. So she's got to have a tough shell to take those things from the children, because, and that doesn't mean she's supposed to be a doormat and not, you know, and let them talk to her any way that they want to. I don't mean that. But it really is, you're dealing with grieving children. I often tell stepmoms it's a really good idea to go to a divorce recovery for kids class so that they can learn exactly the grieving process for children of divorce.
That's great input. You said two of the biggest issues were loyalties and loss, and they have to learn that. Those are learned traits. You have to actually take time. It takes time. You have to really have to kind of walk through that. A divorce recovery class is a good idea. And it's a constant learning process, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And, you know, I want us to acknowledge, too, that stepmoms have loss. How many women grew up with the fantasy of being a stepmother someday?
Right.
You know?
Well, think about Disney movies. It's the evil stepmother.
Yeah. And you know what? That is a very real myth that it still continues to exist in our society. And women don't want to be thought of as wicked, and they don't want to be evil. Right. And so sometimes when they have confusing thoughts about what's going on in their home or about their stepchildren or jealousy and those feelings come, then they do feel wicked. And then they kind of shut down and they're, again, they tend to blame themselves. Stepmoms do have some loss in the sense that the marriage might not be working out like they thought it would be. It might be just more of a struggle than maybe they anticipated, or the parenting, or the adjustment period for the children. Or I have lots of stepmoms who tell me, hey, I get along great with my stepkids and my husband, but my ex-wife-in-law, you know, my husband's ex-wife, boy, is she a pill. And she just presents challenges to us all the time, and I never thought it would create so much stress in our lives. You know, those kind of losses are very real for stepmoms too, and we would want her to acknowledge those, to see those for what they are, but then manage her emotions about that so that it doesn't get the best of her.
Great input. Not easy to do, but has to be continued working on it.
And it's important for the stepmom to remember also that if the children want to care for her and love her, but if the mother is giving them a difficult time about that, they will not betray their biological mother to love a stepmother, even if they want to.
Right. Very, very interesting. I've seen that happen over and over again, sometimes even with the younger kids. They really do kind of like stepmom, but they're getting this other message from their biological mom, and it's not a good thing. One of the things you talk about in your book, you talk about the level of authority and how a stepmom has to understand her level of authority. And you have kind of a babysitter was level one, level two is aunt, level three is the parent mentor. Talk about those, unpack those.
Well, let me first say that some women get very offended by those terms when you present them. Like when I do a smart stepmom workshop and I use that illustration, at first I can see their body language and their eyes rolling and they're going, what do you mean I'm the babysitter? You know, I'm doing all the work here. And so I just, before we even go into the description, if there's anybody listening that's automatically turning them off, let me say that that's normal. We're just using those phrases to sort of explain the level of, you know, the caretaking. It doesn't mean that you're lesser. So I'll let Ron explain them, but I wanted to clarify that because
that's excellent, because
a lot of stepmoms do not like being put in those categories.
Right. Exactly. Another term we use is it's almost like you're a teacher on the first day of school. You know, babysitters have what we call positional authority. Because you hold a position, you get to tell the kids when to pick up their stuff and go to bed. Teacher on the first day of school has positional authority. Because they're in charge, children will obey them. It's amazing how that happens. But you fast forward to school year and it's 9 months later and the children obey their teacher, not because now she has a position, but also because they like her, because she has gained what we call relational authority. And that's what's key, is for stepmoms to understand that there is a process of developing a relationship with kids, and with the relationship comes authority. The real kicker is when a stepmom comes in on day one and is demanding relational authority, demanding that they be treated and have affections for, just like I'm your mom. That's the expectation that tends to create resistance from the kids. And a stepmom, here's the good news. If somebody's listening and they're going, oh, wow, I think I did that. Well, you know, you can back up. You can go to your husband. You can kind of own that. You can take some responsibility. I've had lots of stepmoms go into a healing process with their stepchildren, own it, ask for forgiveness, say, you know what, I think I overstepped. I had good intentions, but I'm going to back up now. Your dad's going to take over this. And then they kind of start over again. And there's definitely a healing period of time. But at least everybody gets another shot.
That's great.
And another good thing for her to do is to even say, you know what, I took a class on being a stepmom, or I read a book on being, you know, a book on being a stepmom, or attended a workshop. That communicates to the kids that she really cares about doing this right as best that she can. And so along with the apology could be, you know, I wasn't doing this really as I should. I know I made some mistakes, but you know what, I read this book on being a stepmom, and now I think I've learned a few things that I might have done wrong. Forgive me. And it just communicates to the kids that she really cares about doing the stepmom thing right.
Authenticity is so important in just parenting, period, but that's great advice. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. I'm Jim Burns. You're listening to Homeward.
Good conversation today here, whether you're in a blended family situation or not. And so many American families are in blended family situations. And I realize that happens for those who are listening overseas as well. I'll say hi to our friends who are listening to Transworld Radio UK and some of the other folks that are streaming our audio all over the world. You're listening to Homeward with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns. And our topic today, keys to becoming a smart stepmom. We're talking with authors Ron Deal and Laura Petherbridge. They've written a book called The Smart Stepmom. It's a book that Dr. Jim Burns highly recommends. So if you're in a blended family situation, or you know someone who is or might about to be, this is the time of year for weddings, and we see a lot of blended families starting to figure out, wow, we have to do life together. This is going to be a challenge. Well, this book is one that Jim recommends. If you'd like to learn more about it, it's available at your favorite Christian bookstore. You can also get that information online when you go to homeward.com. Check out our online resource center today if you haven't recently. We keep updating it. There's thousands of materials there. Most of them are free when you go to homeward.com.
I'm Jim Burns with today's Homeward Snapshot.
So have you told the kids yet?
How can I?
But Mayor, you have to. I mean, haven't they begun to notice that their dad isn't around much anymore?
The truth? They're so used to him being gone so much, I guess it's not that big of a deal to them.
Have you talked to him about custody of the kids?
No, but I want to be sure the kids stay with me. If they only knew what a jerk he's been to us, they'd hate him as much as I do.
If you're divorcing your spouse, it's important to remember that the two of you made the decision to separate. Your kids didn't. And while I know you're in a difficult position, you really owe it to your kids to talk the situation through with them, rather than putting them in a position where they have to choose between mom and dad. Make sure they hear you say your divorce had nothing to do with them. Tell them often how much you love them. And if you'd like to read my tip sheet called Tips for Helping Your Kids Deal with Divorce, you can download a free copy from our website at homeward.com. I'm Jim Burns. Welcome back. I'm Jim Burns. Boy, does time fly. Great conversation day. Important conversation day. Ron Deal is with us. Laura Petherbridge. These are the people that I happen to go to when I want to learn about step-parenting. Today, we're talking about a great brand new book. And I mean, it is brand new. What a privilege for us to have them on the program and to also be able to tell you that this book has just come out. It's called The Smart Stepmom: Practical Steps to Help You Thrive, again by Ron Deal, Laura Petherbridge. Ron, licensed marriage and family therapist, lives in Amarillo, Texas. Laura Petherbridge, a noted speaker, educator, expert on divorce recovery, wrote a book called When I Do Becomes I Don't, as well as this book, lives in Florida, and both are just delightful people to have here on the program. Holidays. I mean, holidays are complicated. Well, you know, Kathy and I, as our girls are getting, you know, they're in their 20s now, it's complicated for this, let alone you add a step family and you add all the dynamics of that. What kind of suggestions do you give to somebody who says, we're dying right now as the holidays, or we're starting to think about the holidays, we're dying, we just don't know what to do?
Well, I'm going to let Laura talk a little bit about Mother's Day here in a minute, because that's a big day for
stepmoms. She actually got a gift from her stepson one time that was kind of interesting. Go ahead, Laura.
Yeah, holidays. Well, when you say holidays, of course, the first one that comes to my mind is Christmas.
Right.
My first instinct is to say, you and your husband get on a cruise ship and get as far away from everybody as possible. But that's not always probable or financially doable.
Right.
So, you know, you have to prepare beforehand pretty much when you're in a step family. One of the biggest complaints I get from stepmoms is that because the children are split between two homes, that they can't make plans for the holidays or for something special like a graduation party or, you know, wedding plans or something, because they aren't the only one involved in all the details. And so they have to acquiesce to the former wife, the biological mother, and, you know, that person has a lot of input and can dictate when you have visitation with the children and when you don't. And so, you know, preparing beforehand, and if you can get the other home to discuss the details and the logistics far in advance, that's really the best case scenario, is to do that. But all of these events are probably going to have some stress to them, and just know that up front and don't be surprised. Don't be ambushed by the stress, because it's normal.
You know, I remember a time, and this is moving on from, and it's great advice, but I remember one time when somebody said, a woman said to me, I'm really upset because I didn't get a Mother's Day card from my stepchildren. I could tell she was grieving that process. How'd you feel about that, Laura?
Well, the first thing I would say to women that tell me that, and I do get women that tell me that, is that you are not their mother. Do not grieve that. Do not expect that. You are not their mother. If there's one thing I could say to a stepmom, is stop expecting to be treated as the biological mother.
Great input.
Because you are not.
If you get love and you get acknowledgement and you get honor, wonderful. It's bonus.
Yes.
But that expectation really tends to set things against you.
It's interesting because you've used the word expectation, you know, throughout our conversation, and there really is a lot of unmet expectations. And what I'm hearing you say is some of this should be discussed before a couple gets married.
Absolutely.
So premarital counseling for folks who have been married before and who have some stepchildren, it's even more important. I mean, I think premarital counseling is absolutely important anyway, but it's even more important to discuss some of the other issues like the kid issues.
You know, it's interesting to me when I sit down and we talk to people and I say, you know, let's deal with the expectation that someday you're going to be the only woman in your husband's heart. You know, women say, yes, that's absolutely what I want. That's my dream. That's my fantasy of marriage. Well, if you're a stepmother, it's just not true. I mean, there is somebody else that preceded you. I'm not saying that he's still in love with her. That's not the point. But he shares children with some woman. And therefore, there's pictures, there's memorabilia, there's photo albums, there's DVD videos of events that did not include you. And so there will always be a piece of you that feels like you're not quite in his heart the way you would like to be in his heart. And, you know, women, you know, they say, well, I don't really expect that. But then 3 years into the marriage, they're calling, complaining because it's not happening. And, you know, that expectation is really very, very important, that people slow down and stop and think and consider that a new marriage, when children are involved, et cetera, brings with it a lot of baggage that will not change, that will not change. The package doesn't necessarily change. 20 years from now, when your stepdaughter is getting married, she's still going to try to figure out how to let mom help her plan the wedding, even though you've been there every day for 20 years, doing the daily stuff, taking care of her, taking her through puberty and adolescence and guiding her in life. She's still going to give preference to her mother when it comes time to plan the wedding, and you're going to feel slighted. The difference is just there. Now, women who seem to do well, smart stepmoms, get that. They may not like it, but they embrace it. And they make the best of it. And at that point, you know, we see a paradox, Jim. I mean, things kind of go beyond what they even thought they could go beyond. And then the family develops even further. That's why those expectations really need to be realistic.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It's actually great advice and so needed. So I find step parents sometimes, they have these they have their kids from another marriage, but then they're young enough to say, no, we want to have our own children as well, our own, as if, you know, that it's just the mm-hmm. wording is mm-hmm. even difficult mm-hmm. for them to say. What do you say to the couple who says, okay, we've got these kids, now we're thinking about, you know, making a baby our own.
The ours baby.
Right. The ours baby. Ours baby is a great way of saying it. What do you say to them?
Well, you know, honestly, I say I don't know whether that's the best choice for you or not. I want people to have their eyes opened. And so Laura and I spend a whole chapter in this book talking about that and just helping people weigh out the pros and the cons. Here's what we know in general. An ours baby tends to exacerbate what is. So if things are going well in your marriage and well in your family, things tend to get better when an ours baby shows up. If things are not going well in your marriage and not going well with the stepkids, not going well, it tends to exacerbate that. And so what we tell people is it seems to be a matter of timing. Consider what is. Don't see an ours baby as a solution. It's certainly not a solution.
And another thing that I've noticed in a trend, that it's not uncommon for when a husband and wife, you know, bio dad and stepmom are married and getting along fine with the former wife. There's not really a whole lot of issues with the former wife. When they have an hours baby, when they have a baby together, for some reason that can trigger that relationship to change. And I can't give you a total psychological thing of why that happens. My guess would be is because she sees this new wife having a baby with her former husband, even if it was, you know, a divorce that was the both of them wanted the divorce or she left the marriage. It can trigger the former wife to become much more difficult to deal with. So I'm not saying that to say they shouldn't have a baby. I'm just saying that's one of the trends that I've noticed quite a bit as I've been talking to women who have decided to have a biological child with the dad.
You know, it's fascinating to say this, and this is a little bit more complicated. We don't have much time left, but I even hear of moms, and you write about this in your book, I hear of moms sometimes who say, hey, you know, it's easier for me to wipe my own kid's nose than somebody else's nose.
Yeah.
Yeah, almost every woman will tell you that, even if it's, you know, even if she's at the playground with her best friend's child,
right.
You know, you learn how to do it. But there's just something about when it's not your own flesh and blood that it makes it more difficult. And that's one of the things I tell stepmoms all the time. Please don't think you are going to love your stepchildren exactly the same way you do your own children. It's a very unrealistic expectation. You can grow to love them,
that's right.
But it's going to be a different feeling. It's going to be a different type of love. So many stepmoms feel so guilty that they don't love their stepchildren in exactly the same way they do their own biological children. And that's just a guilt they don't need to carry.
That is an incredible statement and a great way for us to end this conversation. I think we could keep talking. I think we've got four or five more programs to do with y'all. Thank you so much for being with us. Laura, Ron, what a privilege to have you with us and great input today.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Fantastic conversation with Dr. Jim Burns today here on the Homeward Broadcast and his special guests, Ron Deal and Laura Petherbridge, authors or co-authors, I should say, of the book, The Smart Stepmom. And Ron, the founder of Smart Step Families Ministries, and Laura, an outstanding speaker with the Divorce Care Group and also talking to step parents about blended family issues. If you are a stepmom, if you know a stepmom, if there's a stepmom in your world, we recommend this book, The Smart Stepmom, and you can learn more about it at homeward.com. It's available wherever your favorite Christian books are sold. And when you visit our online resource center at Homeward today, you can get information about, well, you could pick up a copy of the audio CD of this program, for example. Include a gift of any amount when you write to Homeward. Post Office Box 1600, San Juan Capistrano, California, where the swallows go. The zip code 92693. The CD is a good resource to have if you're in a small group, maybe a bunch of stepmoms getting together and supporting each other. This is good practical advice from Ron and Laura and Dr. Jim Burns. And speaking of practical advice, even more so, talking about money. And Jim, I know that there's an issue with parents not being able to talk to their kids about money. You've got a new resource or two to help in that area.
Well, Roger, not too long ago, I was speaking to a group of several hundred kids on the subject of stewardship, of all things. It's not the subject they usually want to talk about. But I asked them, do you really know what the word stewardship means? And one kid even said, yeah, it's when your dad gives you $50. Not exactly what stewardship is all about. But obviously, there's a lot more to stewardship than just giving over money to your kids. And I'm concerned that we parents could do a much better job of talking to our kids about money and about saving, spending, giving, and even investing. That's why I am so glad that our good friends at Steadfast Companies have partnered with us in creating this new set of tip sheets on stewardship. They're based on a series of well-known Bible stories that should be fairly easy for our kids to understand, and they also include some practical tips that your whole family can use to start looking at issues like giving and saving and investing from a more eternal perspective.
Well, we are very grateful that our friends at Steadfast Companies, a leading real estate investment trust company who deal in real estate investment trusts all the time, they understand the value value of money to the point where their heart for ministry also says, hey, you know what? We want to help parents. We want to help you equip parents to have that conversation with your kids about money. So kids don't just think of money in terms of, I need $100 for something, Dad, give me some money, or give me a credit card and someone else pays for it. We want to be proactive as parents. Stewardship is God's idea. It's very biblical to talk about money, and whether it's saving, spending, tithing, or investing. And that's why these tip sheets are so helpful. Go to homeward.com, keyword steadfast. Homeward.com, keyword steadfast. You'll then be led to the articles and media section. You click on that button. The tip sheets will appear, and then you can read them, download them. You can discuss them with your spouse, discuss them with your kids. Start putting these principles into practice, and you'll be amazed at how much the spiritual component in your family really steps up when you do. Now for Dr. Jim Burns, our engineer Ben Camp, and the rest of the staff, I'm Roger Marsh. Thanks so much for listening. Be sure to join us again next time right here for another edition of Homeward. Homeward with Jim Burns is a production of the Homeward Center for Youth and Family at Azusa Pacific University.